ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವೆಯ ಭಗವತೀರುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೆ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕಿ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 5 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 26 ದೆನ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 7, 8, 9, and 10. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಪ್ರೋಸ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್. ಸೊ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ರೀಡ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ಸ್. ದ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಈಸ್ ಎಂಟೈಟಲ್ ದ ಹೆಲ್ಲಿಶ್ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ಸ್. ತತ್ರ ಹೈಕೆ ನರಕಾನ್ ಏಕವಿಂಶತಂ ಗಣಯಂತಿ ಅಥ ತಾಂಸ್ತೇ ರಾಜನ್ ನಾಮರೂಪಲಕ್ಷಣತೋ ಅನುಕ್ರಮಿಷ್ಯಾಂಸ್ ತಾಮಿಶ್ರೋ ಅಂಧಥಾಮಿಶ್ರೋ ರೌರವ ಮಹಾರೌರವ ಕುಂಭೀಪಾಕ ಕಾಲಸೂತ್ರಂ ಅಸಿಪತ್ರವನಂ ಸೂಕರಮುಖಂ ಅಂತಕೂಪ ಕ್ರಿಮಿಭೋಜನ ಸಂದಂಶ ತಪ್ತಸುರ್ಮಿರ್ ವ್ರಜಕಂಠಕ ಶಾಲ್ಮಲಿ ವೈತರಣಿ ಪೂಯಥೋ ಪ್ರಾಣಾರೋಧೋ ವಿಶಸನ ಲಲಾಭಾಕ್ಷ ಸರ್ಮೇಯಾದನ ಅಭಿಚಿರ್ ಆಯಪಾನಂ ಇತಿ ಕಿಂಚ ಕ್ಷರಾಕರ್ದಮೋ ರಕ್ಷಗಣ ಭೋಜನ ಶೂಲಪ್ರೋತೋ ದಂಡಶೂಕೋ ಅವಟ ನಿರೋಧನ ಪರ್ಯಾವರ್ತನ ಶುಚಿಮುಖಂ ಇತಿ ಅಷ್ಟವಿಂಶತಿರ್ ನರಕ ವಿವಿಧ ಯಾತನ ಭೂಮಯಃ. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್. Some authority says that there is a total of 21 hellish planets and some say 28. My dear king, I shall outline all of them according to their names, forms and symptoms. The name of the different hells are as follows: Tamisra, Andhatamisra, Raurava, Maharaurava, Kumbhipaka, Kalasutra, Asipatra, Vana, Sukara, Mukha, Andhakoopa, Krimibhoja, Sandamsha, ಸಪ್ತಸೂರ್ಮಿ ವ್ರಜ ವಜ್ರಕಂಟಕ ಶಲ್ಮಾಲಿ ವೈತರಣಿ ಪೂಯದ ಪ್ರಣರೋರ್ಧ ವಿಶಸ್ಸನ ಲಾಲಭಕ್ಷ ಸಾರಮೇದನ ಅಭಿಚಿ ಅಯಪಾನ ಕ್ಷರಕರ್ದಮ ರಕ್ಷಗಣಭೋಜನ ಶೂಲಪ್ರತೋ ದಂಡಶೂಕ ಅವಟ ನಿರೋಧನ ಪರ್ಯಾವರ್ತನ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಶುಚಿಮುಖ. ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಮೆನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಪನಿಷಿಂಗ್ ದ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟೀಸ್. ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಕಿಂಗ್, ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಅಪ್ರೋಪ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ಸ್ ಅನದರ್ಸ್ ಲೆಜಿಟಿಮೇಟ್ ವೈಫ್, ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ಆರ್ ಮನಿ ಈಸ್ ಅರೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಅಟ್ ದ ಟೈಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಡೆತ್ ಬೈ ದ ಫಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಯಮದೂದಾಸ್ ಹೂ ಬೈಂಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ರೋಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಫೋರ್ಸಿಬಲಿ ಥ್ರೋ ಹಿಮ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದ ಹೆಲ್ಲಿಶ್ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ತಾಮಿಶ್ರ. On this very dark planet, the sinful man is chastised by the Yamadudas, who beat and rebuke him. He is starved and he is given no water to drink. Thus, the wrathful assistance of Yamraj causes him severe suffering and sometimes he faints from their chastisement. Text 9. The destination of a person who slyly cheats another man and enjoys his wife and children is the hell known as Antatamishra. There, his condition is exactly like that of a tree being chopped off at its roots. Even before reaching Andhatamisra, the sinful living being is subjected to various extreme miseries. These afflictions are so severe that he loses his intelligence and sight. It is for this reason that learned sages call this hell as Andhatamisra. Text 10. A person who accepts his body as his self works very hard day and night for money to maintain his own body and the bodies of his wife and children. While working to maintain himself and his family, he may commit violence against other living entities. Such a person is forced to give up his body and his family at the time of death. When he suffers the reaction for his envy of other creatures by being thrown into the hell known as Raurava. Okay. So text 10 has a purport. So, purport. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, यस्यात्मबुद्धि कुणपेत्रिधातुके स्वधिक्कलत्रादिषु भौम युज्यधि यत्तीर्थबुद्धि सलिलेन कर्हिचित् जनेषु अभिज्ञेषु स एव गोखरः. One who has accepted his bodily bag of three elements, bile, mucus and air, as his self, who has an affinity for an intimate relationship with his wife and children, who considers his land worshipable, who takes bath in the waters of holy place of pilgrimage, but never takes advantage of those persons who are in actual knowledge, he is no better than ass or a cow. There are two classes of men absorbed in the material concept of life. Out of ignorance, a man in the first class thinks his body to be the self, and therefore he is certainly like an animal. Sa eva gokhara. The person in the second class, however, not only thinks his material body to be the self, but also commits all kinds of sinful activities to maintain his body. He cheats everyone to acquire money for his family and his self, and he becomes envious of others without reason. Such a person is thrown into the hell known as Raurava. If one simply considers his body to be his self, as do the animals, he is not very sinful. However, if one needlessly commits sins to maintain his body, he is put into the hell known as Raurava. This is the opinion of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Although animals are certainly in the bodily concept of life, they do not commit any sins to maintain their bodies, mates or offspring. Therefore, animals do not go to hell. However, when a human being acts enviously and cheats others to maintain his body, he is put into hellish condition. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Pataya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. సో ద ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ A person who accepts his body as his self works very hard day and night for money to maintain his own body and the bodies of his wife and children. While working to maintain himself and his family, he may commit violence against other living entities. Such a person is forced to give up his body and his family at the time of death when he suffers the reaction for his envy of other creatures by being thrown into the hell called Raurava. హరే కృష్ణ. సో దిస్ సెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ భాగవతం ఈస్ గివింగ్ ఎ డీటెయిల్ డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఆఫ్ ద హెల్లిష్ ప్లానెట్స్. వీ ఆర్ హెర్డ్ యు నో సో మెనీ టైమ్స్ దట్ వీ విల్ ఇఫ్ యూ డూ ధార్మిక్ యాక్టివిటీస్ యూ గో టు హెల్. బట్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ లిస్ట్ అండ్ సమ్ సేస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ 21, సమ్ సేస్ ఇస్ 28. But for us, it doesn't matter whether 21 or 28. If you go to the hell, the conditions are very bad. So Bhagavatam gives a description of it. And who will go to hell? That is also clearly mentioned. Different type of hells are meant for different type of people who violate the rules of the regulations set by the Lord. Means Ishopanishad, in its very first shloka, says, Isha vasyam idam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat tena tektena bhunjita magrida kasya siddhanam. Right? Isha vasyam idam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat. Whatever you are seeing is owned and controlled by the Supreme Lord. You know? So everyone is being given a definite quota of his own, you know, needs to fulfill, you know. And if you try to take anything further beyond that, then you are violating the rules and regulations given by the Lord. So actually, in that purport, Prabhupada writes, the root cause of sin. What is the root cause of the sin? Because sin is the cause for us to go to the hell, right? The root cause of sin is the deliberate disobedience of the rules and regulations set forth by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you know, by disregarding his proprietorship. So it's a common theme that who are we? Who am I? Am I the body or am I the soul? Right. So this specific sloka is also speaking about that only. And a person who accepts his body as his self. And in the purport, Prabhupada quote another verse from Srimad Bhagavatam that Yasyatma Buddhi Kunape Tridhaduke. You know, the person who considers his body made of the three elements, Kapava Adapitta, is as his self. And Sodhi Kalatradishu Bhoma Ijati. So Dhi Kalatradishu means he identifies himself with his family members. His intelligence is already polluted with that. Bhauma Ijati is worshipping anything coming out of this, you know, the material thing, you know, considering the land is very great where I could birth, or my village is very great, like that. Bhauma Ijati. Yat Thirtha Bhutti Salilena Karghichet. And he goes to holy places and he considers that taking bath in the water is the ultimate goal of going to a holy place. But Janeshu Abhijneshu, he never bothered to go and take association of the sadhus over there. So Vishwanchakra Thakur says that the Salila means, referring here, is not the holy rivers like Ganga or Yamuna or anything like that. But it is like, you know, people generally go to any place, holy place, and take a dip in whatever water this is. It is specifically mentioning of that water, not of that. And in the Prabhupada, gives a detailed analysis that there are two classes of men. Both are identifying with the body. The first one is, out of ignorance, he is thinking that he is the body. That is first class, first category, not first class. It's the first category of the person who identifies himself as the body, and he is in fully ignorance and he is as good as an animal. You know. And the second category of the person is not only identifies with himself, with the body, but he try to enjoy this material world by various means. You know, trying to cheat others, trying to do harm to others. Invariably, anyway we live in this world, we are hurting many living entities, right? So it is in the Shastras, it is mentioned that when we are especially for a grihastha ashram devotee or a person who is in a grihastha ashram, he is supposed to do this five yajnas every day. Panja Suna Yajna, they call it. Bhuda Yajna, Brahma Yajna, Pitru Yajna, then Deva Yajna, Bhuda Yajna, and Manishya Yajna. This is known, these five Yajnas. Why? Invariably, when you are doing your household activities, you are committing so many offenses, or you commit sins to these different levels of species. Like all the way we are coming here, walking here and coming and sitting in this class, on the way we don't know, who knows how many ants we smashed. We were very blissful coming for the Bhagavatam class, on the way we smashed many insects. Where we are sitting, we don't know what is below it. So we are causing inconvenience to the people, in some living entities, right? While brooming, while lighting the fire for cooking your food. You are knowingly or unknowingly killing many living entities, right? And when you are cooking also means even, you know, and the, when you make the paste of your masalas, we don't know how many goes inside that. Especially in a mass cooking, it's very difficult to check all the, you know, vegetables very carefully. Is there any, you know, worms inside that or not? So like that, you know, that is known as Bhuta Yajna. So it was a tradition that whenever we do in household, at least I remember in childhood and even recently also, whenever we go there, house, you used to see that mother used to keep in the afternoon whatever cooked, you know, whatever rice, dal, sabji, they keep little bit outside for these all these living entities, like, you know, birds comes, some squirrels comes, they all take little bit and go, right? So that way, and then even there was a tradition that, you know, it is part of our Sanatan Dharma that the householder is supposed to ensure that anybody coming to his house should not go hungry. They used to ask, anyone is feeling hungry, they would like to have prasad, offer the prasad and give, and they were supposed to be the last one to take prasad in their house. Yeah. So that was towards Manishya Yajna. The Bhuta Yajna, Manishya Yajna, Deva Yajna. So every day morning, and because we are taking a lot of light, air, water, and the environment is sustained by different demigods, devadas. We owe them a lot. That in the form of sacrifices we are supposed to do it. So we are showing our returns to that. And Pitru Yajna. Pitru Yajna means we are here because of our, you know, Pitrus. Our forefathers, because of them, we got this human body. So we owe them also a lot of, you know, debt, rini. There is a debt towards them also. And then the Brahma Yajna. Brahma Yajna, as a human being, every one of us is supposed to study the Shastras. So every day, at least, some time we are supposed to spare and study these things. But when a person become devotee, so these yajnas have been given and discounted for him. Devarshi Bhudaptandranam Bhadranam Na Kinkaro Nayam Rini Charajan Rini. There is no debt towards these people. For whom? Sarvatmana Ye Saranam Saranyam Gato Mukundam Parikritya Kartam. The one who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Mukunda. Means basically means devotional service. If you are take into the devotional path of devotional service, then all these the debts have been naturally been taken care by the devotional service. So the point is that we are not the controllers, we are not the owners. You know, that's what Isha Upanishad very clearly says. It is owned and controlled by the Lord. But due to various conditioning, various propensities of enjoyment, whenever we come to this material world, we, especially the human beings, have the nature of enjoying, you know, propensity. And especially not what is given. Trying to see what others have, I have to take from that also. Like, you know, while we sat for prasadam, while serving, most of the time our attention is what is in others' plate. Than what I got. Right? And the Prabhuji, I didn't got that. Please come plumb. Irrespective of whether we can have it or not. So Prabhupada gives an example in Nectar of Instruction that, you know, if a bag of rice is lying in the road, the birds and the insects, they will come and they take few grains and go away. You know, but when a man comes there, he takes the entire bag and goes. Because he would like to enjoy for himself. So, it is said in the Bhagavatam that, you know, so the first type of persons were, they were animalistic because they only know, they are thinking they are the body. They are not trying to enjoy it, you know. Nidraya hriyade naktam vyavayena javavaya divija artaya rajan kudumba bharanenava. In the night, that person is engaged in either in sleeping or in sexual enjoyment, and in the daytime, artha heya means trying to collect as much as wealth as possible so that he can enjoy, and kudumba bharaneenava is trying to administer the family affairs, you know, wife, children, grandchildren, relatives, you know, big family. So he become very happy with that. But that is not the purpose. So you can have it, but that is not the purpose of our human life. So Prabhupada says that the second category of the person is destined to go to the hell. The first one, because he is completely unaware that he is not the body, he is an atma. He is just like an animal. He doesn't incur any sins. But the second person, the moment he tries to enjoy himself, he becomes responsible for his reactions. So it is said in, again, in the 11th canto, where Avanti Brahman section comes. So Avanti Brahman is saying that after creating all the creatures, even Lord himself was not satisfied. He was worried, how these people will come back to me? Means, yes, I have given the creation depending on their needs. They wanted to enjoy in a certain way, I have given them. But how they will come back? So then finally, he has created the human form of life. Right. And then he says that Avadhi Brahman says that, Labdhva sudurlabhamidam bahusambhavande manushyamarthatam anityam apihadhira turnam yatet napatet anumrityu yava nisreyasaya vishaya kalusarvatasya Labdhva sudurlabhamidam bahu sambhavande means after going through many, many species of life, like, you know, Padma Purana gave us 84 lakh species, Jalaja, Navalakshani, like that, you know, different species, the details have been given there. You know. So, labdhva sudurlabham, sudurlabha. So, this human form of life is very rare. Why it is very rare? Manushyam arthatam. Manushyam arthatam. Anityam apihadhir. Anitya. So this material body is very temporary. You know, we don't know how long we will live. You know, before few chapters, again Sukadeva Goswami was saying that what is the rarity of human life? You know, Kalpayusham sthana jayat punarbhavam kshanayusham bharada bhujayo varam shanena martyena kritam manasvina sanyasya samyati abhayam padam hare. So Sukadeva Goswami is telling, you know, of course all of us has got the good fortune of having taken birth in the land of Bharada Varsha. So while speaking about Bharada Varsha, he is saying that kalpayusham sthana jayat punarbhavat. Even if you get the lifespan of kalpa, means one day of Brahma. You know, one day of Brahma means 1,000 times the four yugas. You know, the Kali Yuga is 432,000 years. And when the four yugas, one cycle completes, it becomes 43 lakhs, you know, 20,000. And then that is multiplied into 1,000 times is the day of Brahma. So that is one kalpa. Even if you get such a long span of life, punarbhava, you have to come back. But shanayusham, shana ayusha, comparing to that, the manusha janma is like shana. We don't know when we took birth, you know, and when the time passes, finally we are with stick. And not able to walk, sitting somewhere. So, shanayusham bharada bhujayo varam. It is a blessing. Bharada bhujayo. Especially those who have taken birth in the Bharata Kandha. Bharada bhumile hoila manisha janmayar. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that. Janma sartha karo karo paropagar. First we have to perfect our own life. So this Manushya Janmaya, especially those who got this human form of life in this Bharata Bhumi, is very special. In general, Manushya Janma itself is special. Labdhva sudurlabham idam bahusambhavande manushyam artatam anityam api. Anityam api. Even if it is very anitya, very very temporary, very short-lived, it is artadam. Because in the manushya rupa only you can take perfection of your life. Turnam yatet. Turnam means immediately. If you get a human form of life, what you should do? Immediately, turnam yatet. You should endeavor. For what? Turnam yatet na patet anumrityu yavat. Turnam yatet. Immediately you should strive for nishreyasaya, for the ultimate perfection of life. Na patet anumrityu. Before the body falls down, because it is anumrityu, it is supposed to die. Nisreyasaya vishaya khalu sarvadasya. Rather than running behind the vishaya. Because vishaya is khalu sarvadasya. In all other form of life, anyway you get it. The material sense enjoyment is there abundantly for all other living forms also, which we may not be seeing it. We are thinking that we only have this sophisticated way of enjoying it. But all living entities are enjoying their life according to their means. They don't need to go, you know, Prabhupada in some of the classes he says that even they have better enjoyment sense gratification than us. How much an elephant can eat? How much you can eat? You can only eat maximum 3-4 chapatis, then done. Right. Elephant can eat 200-300 kg in a day. And even pigeons have more capacity to have, you know, sexual enjoyment than a human being. Even. And you cannot even run. The cheetahs hence run faster than us. So we are trying to imitate all those things. What is the use of it? You know? So once you get the human form of life, so we should use it for the proper objective, for what it has been given. That, but the problem is that, you know, why we first in very first place itself, why we are coming into this material world itself, we don't want to surrender to the Lord. We want to enjoy independently of the Lord. So again, 11th canto, you know, in the Bhagavadam says, Bhayam dvitiya apinivesata syat isha tapetasya viparyayo smriti. Bhayam dvitiya apinivesata syat isha tapetasya. Bhayam, there is a fear. Bhayam, why the fear is there? Dvitiya apinivesata means you are identifying yourself with your material body and the senses. Abhiniveshada, you are attached to that. Ishatapedasya, you are turning your face away from the Lord. You know, right now I am sitting, turning my face back to the back to the sun. So I am saying that the shadow, there is only darkness. So you, the moment you turn your face towards Krishna, things will be very clear. So, bhayam dvitiya apinivesata syat isha tapetasya vivriyo asmriti. You forget about it. So, bhayam, Vishwanathakura Thakur says, the bhayam has two connotations over here. One is not knowing that he is, you know, the body. He is not the body, he is the soul. Another is, he is forgetful about the soul. Why this is happening? Tanmayaya. Because the moment you turn your face away from the Lord, what is remaining is Maya only. The Lord's illusory energy. Tanmayaya. Ata Buddha abhajetam ata. So now Buddha, the intelligent person, abhajetam. He start taking devotional service, an intelligent person, rather than turning away the face from the Lord. Bhakti gaisham guru devadatma. And he does the devotional service and he accepts Guru as Deva Atma. He, the Guru, because without Guru we cannot progress in bhakti. He considers himself as, you know, his life and soul as Guru. Guru Muga Patma Vakya Chitte Dekuriya Aikya. And he worship him as good as Lord. So Sridhar Swami, in his commentary on this verse, he says that there can be objections can be taken on this. You know, bhayam didiya abhinivesatasya sishat apedasya vibhariyo smriti. Okay, just because of ignorance you are identifying this bhaya is coming because of the ignorance, right? How ignorance can be eradicated? By knowledge, right? So if you get knowledge, jnan, then you should be peaceful. You should not have any troubles. He says, no. So Krishna, he quotes from 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Devi hesha gunamai mama maya durityaya tan mayaya. Because all this problem is because of maya. So how can you overcome the maya? Mama maya durityaya. My that illusionary energy is very difficult to overcome. How can you overcome that? Mam evaja prabhadyante maya yeta tarantita. You can only overcome the maya by taking shelter of the Lord. Not by just having, you know, any type of just a knowledge. So then in the purport, Prabhupada explains that, you know, jiva tattva is actually tadastha shakti. You know. And the moment it want to act independently of the Lord, then there is something known as chit shakti of the Lord, which actually gives us that understanding, who are we and who is the Lord. You know. So immediately the chit shakti get covered. The moment the moment we wanted to enjoy independent of the Lord. You know. The potency of the Lord that enlighten us in the Lord's service is called chit shakti. The chit shakti got covered because of the independent mentality. And that's why, that's from where all the problems started. We lose all power to, you know, our all the senses are goes dull and we cannot perceive the Lord in anything. You know. And then we get, you know, get into the cycle of birth and death. And it's very difficult. Ye anya arvindaksha vimukta manina. You know. Toi asta bhavat avishuddha buddhaya. Aruhi krichrena param patam tata patandi ado anadrita yushmadangreya. Because there is two type of knowledge, means in Gita also Krishna says that. One is knowing that I am not this body. I am spirit. I am soul. Or I am atma. But that is not a sufficient understanding, means. What next? That can only take you to liberation. But even if you get liberated, there is a chances that you again come back. You know, aruhya krichrena param patam tata patanti ado anadrita yushmadangriya. Anadra. If you don't respect or if you don't take shelter of lotus feet of the Lord, you will again come back to this material world. 15th chapter Krishna says that utkramandam stidam va vibhunjanam va gunanidam vimutha nanu pasyanti jnana chakshusha vimutha. With your charma chakshu you cannot understand all these changes. Mamai vamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Even though we are Lord's eternal part and parcel, because we are undergoing all this, you know, transmigration, because the desire to enjoy independently of Krishna, we cannot understand it. யதந்தோ யதந்தோ யோகினஸ்தைனம் பஷ்யன் ஞானம் யதந்தோ யோகினஸ்தைனம் பஷ்யந்தி ஆத்மனி அவஸ்திதஹ யதந்தோபி அகிருதாத்மானம் நைனம் பஷ்யந்தி அச்சேதசஹ யதந்தோ யதந்தோபி அகிருதாத்மானம் ஈவன் ஆஃப்டர் எண்டெவரிங் சம் பீப்புள் ஆர் நாட் ஏபிள் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் இட் அகிருத ஆத்மானம் நைனம் பஷ்யந்தி அச்சேதசஹ. So in his that Gita Sutras book, Swayam Bhagavan Kesava Maharaj, earlier Sutava Prabhu, so he was writing that, you know, there is a difference between the material knowledge and spiritual knowledge. So the material knowledge you can grab if you have the caliber, you know, the buddhi. Sometimes we are akkalekini puste. So if you have intelligence, you can understand material things to a certain degree and you can master it. But as far as spiritual knowledge is concerned, it doesn't depend on your intelligence, it depends on your character. And it depends on your purity of your heart. So that's why the importance of sacrifice comes in our life. You know, niswartha seva, selfless service. So when a person is engaged in selfless service, what happens is slowly his heart becomes purified. In fourth chapter, Krishna says, you know, ஜன்ம கர்மச்சமே திவ்யம் ஏவம் யோவேதி தத்துவதஹ தெக்த்வா தேஹம் புனர்ஜன்ம நைதி மாமேதி சுவர்ஜுன. ஸோ இட் இஸ் நாட் ஜஸ்ட் தட் யூ நீட் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தட் ஐ எம் நாட் திஸ் பாடி ஐ எம் ஸ்பிரிட் சோல் தட் இஸ் நாட் அ சஃபிஷியன்ட் திங் பட் யூ நீட் டு நோ அபவுட் லார்ட் வாட் இஸ் அவர் ரிலேஷன்ஷிப் வித் த லார்ட் த மோமெண்ட் யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தட் யூனோ யூ வில் பி கெட் அவுட் ஆஃப் திஸ் சைக்கிள் ஆஃப் பர்த் அண்ட் டெத். And he further explained, because some of our people are not able to understand that, and that's why they take the shelter of the devadas, because they are very impatient to have the results. Kankshanda karmanam krishna ihanda and yajanda iha devada shipram hi manish shipram ki manishe loge siddhir bhavati something, you know. they want immediate result. For that, they take shelter of the devadas. So then he explains the importance, because to understand this, all this karma, karma, vikarma, it is very difficult. Gahana karmano gati. Even though externally you may look like that in a devotee and a materialistic person is doing the same activity, say building construction, building of the temple, you know. Building of an apartment and a building of the temple look similar. But the mood in which they are doing, you know, karmani akarmaya pasyet akarmani ja karmaya sabuddhiman manushyeshu. So an intelligent person understands that even though that person is doing action, but when he is doing in the mood of devotion, that is inaction. There is no reaction for him. That's why Krishna says, Purve Purvadaram Gridam. You need to follow the path of, rather than speculating how we should do it, previous acharyas has already set the standards. How should we function our day-to-day life? Then he says that one more thing comes there. Kama Sangarpa, Kama Sangalpa Varjita. What is the first line? Of that. Yasya sarve samarambha. Yasya sarve samarambha. Kama sankalpa varjita. Jnanagni dagdha karmani tamahum panditam buddha. Who is an pandita? Who is an intelligent person? Yasya sarve samarambha. Kama sankalpa varjita. Without having any personal desire, whatever activities he starts, ఎనీ ఇనిషియేటివ్స్ హీ టేక్స్ ఎస్య సర్వే సమారంభ కామ సంకల్ప వర్జిత హీ డజన్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ పర్సనల్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్ ఇన్ దాట్ సచ్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఇస్ అన్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ పర్సన్ గత సంఘశ్చ ముక్తశ్చ జ్ఞానావస్థిత చేతస యజ్ఞయ ఆచరద కర్మ సమగ్రం ప్రవిలీయతే మీన్స్ హీస్ రిపీటెడ్లీ ఇన్ దట్ ఫోర్త్ చాప్టర్ వీ కెన్ సీ దాట్ యునో ద ఇంపార్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ డూయింగ్ సెల్ఫ్లెస్ సర్వీస్ యజ్ఞయ ఆచరద దెన్ దెర్ ఈస్ డిఫరెంట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ యజ్ఞాస్ దెన్ హీ టేక్స్ ద ఇంపార్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ టేకింగ్ అక్సెప్టింగ్ ఎ గురు ఇన్ వన్స్ లైఫ్ Because to know all those things, you need help. You know. So to understand that we are not this body. See, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Dhenukasur, not very far away from here, is exactly diagonally opposite to us. Dhenukasur is there. What does Dhenukasur represents? Misconception, misidentification that we are the body. That is exactly what we are discussing also today. You know, we are not the body, so that is represented by I and mine is represented by Dhenukasur. And who killed Dhenukasur? Balramji, who is Guru. So that's why we need Guru. You know, and that's why. And Balramji killed two demons. One is Dhenukasur and then Pralambasur. Pralambasur represents the lusty desires. So very relevant for us as a sadhaka. So that's why Rupa Goswami says in his Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, while describing the 64 angas of bhakti, the first three are what? Gurupada Ashraya, Krishna, దీక్షాది శిక్షణం విశ్రంభేన గురుర్ సేవ అండ్ రూప గోస్వామి స్పెసిఫిక్లీ మెన్షన్స్ దాట్ దీస్ త్రీ ఆర్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ అండ్ వితౌట్ దీస్ త్రీ ద రెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద 61 ఈస్ యూస్లెస్ సో వీ నీడ్ టు టేక్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ ద గురు టు ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు ప్రోగ్రెస్ ఇన్ అవర్ యునో సో హ్యావింగ్ ఆబ్టైన్డ్ ఏ హ్యూమన్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ నృదేహమాద్యం సులభం సుదుర్లభం ప్లవం సుకల్పం గురుకర్ణధారం మయానుకూలేన నభస్సు వ్యతిరీతం పుమాన్ భవాబ్దిం నతరేత్ ఆత్మహ నృదేహం ఆద్యం సులభం సుదుర్లభం అగైన్ ఉప్రణి ఆయన సో నృదేహం ఆద్యం సులభం సుదుర్లభం వెరీ రేర్ హ్యూమన్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ప్లవం సుకల్పం Sukalpam means is very perfectly designed. Sukalpam. It's a very perfectly designed boat. Guru Karnadharam. And who is the captain who guides or who, you know, leads the boat is Guru. You know, Mayanukulena Nabasvetiritam means the instructions of the Lord are the winds, favorable wind. Puman bhavabdim na taret atmaha. The person who doesn't take the benefit of that boat is a atmaha, is a killer of the soul. So we need to have a guru, you know, guru pada ashraya. That is the first step to understand from this, you know, the first step in devotional service is to accept a bona fide spiritual master. And from spiritual master, we can understand the details of bhakti. How to engage ourselves in devotional service. Because without engaging in devotional service, you cannot get out of this material world. In Bhagavadam, 10th chapter, 10th canto again says, Tavad ragadaya stenas, tavat kara griham, తావన్ మోహోంగ్రి నిగదో యావత్ కృష్ణ నతే జన అంటిల్ పీపుల్ బికమ్ యువర్ డివోటీస్ ఓ కృష్ణ their material attachments and desires remain thieves. Tavad ragadaya stena. It become thieves. Then tavat kara griham griham. The house will become a prison house. Tavat moho angri nigado. Your family relationship and all those things will become shackles in your feet. So there is no other way other than taking shelter of Krishna to get out of this material world. So for that we need the help of Guru. Take shelter of the Guru. Through Guru we get the proper knowledge. You know. And then while doing, executing our devotional service, we purify our heart. And then by that more knowledge we able to assimilate. And then we can perform the bhakti. You know. But there is Bhakti Rasamrita, while again explaining the 64 angas of bhakti, the first 20, he says it is very important. So that is vithi and nishedha. First 10, what we must do, then what we must not do, the next 10. And in the nishedha, the first one is sankatyaga. Sankatyago vidurena bhagavan mumukheir jana. So while taking shelter of the guru and adav shraddha, then sadhu sangha, then bhajana kriya, by taking shelter of the guru we are engaging the devotional service. One important aspect come is sankatyagat vidurena. Sankatyagat vidurena. Vidurena means dura. Dura means distance. Vidura means far away. Whom? Bhagavad vimukheir jana. Those who are against the Lord. That means non-devotees or materialistic people. And we can see the importance of that aspect. Rupa Goswami, 64 angas, he is already saying that. And in Nectar of Instruction also, second and third words, while explaining what are things favorable to bhakti and unfavorable to bhakti. Second words, unfavorable thing. Atyahara prayasascha prajalpo nimagraha jana sangamscha laulyam jana sangha shadbir bhakti vinashyati. So if you are not careful with whom you are associating, then your bhakti may be at stake. And then what are the favorable things? Utsaha nishya dhairya tattat karma pravartanat sankatyago sato vritte shadbhir bhakti prasidhyati sankatyaga. So that makes very clear. Right? So having obtained this human form of life, we are eligible. So again in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu only Rupa Goswami says that who is qualified for bhakti? Shastra do sruyate bhaktau nirumatrena adhikarina. The Shastra says, and he is quoting the conversation between Vasishta and Dilip, King Dilip. He's quoting from Padma Purana. Then who is qualified for devotional service? Shastra do sruyate. The Shastra says that nirumatrena, anyone who got a human form of life is eligible to perform bhakti. And we have already discussed, we got not only human form of life, we got the human form of life in Bharatavarsha. Not only in Bharatavarsha, right now we are in, where we are? Vrindavan, Govardhan Nikko village. By the mercy of Guru, we are able to, so initially we see the progress of Govardhan Nikko village, we can see. And recently Maharaj was telling me, 2 days back on a Wednesday, we were having a tour to discuss a few points with Maharaj in the Vrindavan forest. So then there were two schools with 300 people, 300 students, and then so many other guests moving around. So Maharaj was telling that, see, who is telling that nobody will come here? So Maharaj was telling that when I started the project, there was a lot of opposition. people are thinking that in this, in the remote area, who will come? Why we are spending a lot of money, energy, you know, so many brahmacharis are hardworking there to create these things. It's waste of money. Now we can see, you know, what actually we call it as a spiritual vision means. What is our vision and the spiritual vision means. It is a weekday and there is hardly any public transport facility here. One bus comes in the morning 8:30 and after that I think 6:30 in the evening. And there is no rickshaw stand or anything. And it is 10 kilometers inside of the main highway. And that 10 kilometers is also gives you sufficient pleasure that you will love to come back again. Still people are coming. And on last Sunday, 14,000 people. And on Republic Day, you know, Annakshetra itself served 6,500 plates of lunch. Then Srinathji and other things put together, almost 8,000 people took lunch prasad on that Friday. And then again on Sunday, that many. So now we can see that, you know, the Guru's vision. So many times the problem is we don't have faith in whatever the Guru says. We can see from Prabhupada's life, many of his god brothers, you know, neglected it, but Prabhupada had faith. Yes, my Guru has told me I should strive for it. So if we have that faith, we can see here also what is, you know, right in front of our eyes, what is happening. Yamunarati. I will tell personally, when Maharaj started, Yamunarati, one more activity, we need to manage it. How do you are going to do, where the pujari will come, who is going to come and sit. Now that is the most attractive thing. The entire thing is packed. So then Wednesday we discussed with Maharaj. Maharaj means we may have to keep more space here to accommodate people and everything. Then Maharaj added one more arati. Everyone else was laughing and only Sushanthitaipur was little trouble. Means where I will find another pujari for it. And he gave explanation also. So he told, I don't want to expand this area. This is Keshi Ghat. This is Yamuna Arati. And it is an intimate affair. It is not a public affair. And same for Giriraj Arati also. And in any way, in many of the temple, most of the ISKCON temples, at a time, at any given time, there are three Aratis going on. He gave the example. See Juhu, Gaurnitai, Ras Bihari, Sitaram, Lakshmanuman. One person Kirtan. Three arati is going on. So you can have one person singing, one arati over here, one on Brahman Ghat. You know? So by the mercy of Guru, we are actually getting a lot of opportunity to perform devotional service and get purified ourselves and then go back, getting out of, rather than going to this, visiting all these 28 places of, you know, Tamisra, Antatamisra, Rauro, and all those things. We can go back. So we got one of the best deal of this human form of life. So we should make best use of it. And, together we can make it actually. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If anybody has any comments or any questions, you can take. గ్రంథరాజ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కి